You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from askanything-app.com. Metabase password reset SQL injection, what defenders need to know. An original spoken explainer. Not exploit instructions. Let's talk about a vulnerability that turned a business intelligence dashboard into a skeleton key for company data warehouses. If you're not familiar with Metabase, here's the 2-second version. It's a widely used open source and enterprise BI tool. Companies plug it into Postgres, MySQL, Snowflake, BigQuery, Redshift, MongoDB, Databricks, basically whatever database or warehouse they run, and then use Metabase to build dashboards and let people query that data without writing SQL by hand. To do that job, Metabase has to sit there holding live, working credentials to every one of those connected databases. That detail turns out to matter a lot. On August 6, 2026, Metabase disclosed that its own cloud infrastructure had been breached. The attacker had found a zero-day, a previously unknown vulnerability, in the password reset API. Specifically, in the endpoint that handles a logged-out user resetting their password. That flaw is now tracked as CVE-2026-72898, and it was scored 10 out of 10 on the CVSS scale. 10 out of 10 is the maximum possible severity a vulnerability can receive. CIS's own record adds a stakeholder-specific vulnerability categorization that basically says, this is being actively exploited. It can be automated, and the technical impact is total. So what does the vulnerability actually let someone do? In plain terms, a completely unauthenticated attacker, someone with no account, no credentials, nothing, can send a crafted request to that password reset endpoint and inject arbitrary SQL into Metabase's own application database. And from there, they can escalate to full administrator control of the entire instance. Let's walk through why that's possible, because the mechanism is genuinely interesting. And it's not your typical somebody forgot to escape a string bug. Metabase is written in Clojure, and it builds its SQL queries using a library called HoneySQL. When the reset password handler receives a request, it merges the incoming request data together with the result of a token lookup step using Clojure's plain merge function. The problem is that merge doesn't care which keys survive that combination. So if an attacker sends a JSON body with an extra undeclared field, say a user ID field, and instead of giving it a plain number, they give it a nested object, that object can survive the merge process even when the token check fails. Metabase JSON parser then converts that structure into an internal Clojure map. Here's the part that turns this from a weird bug into a full-blown injection, HoneySQL. The SQL building library has a legitimate, documented feature where a value shaped like raw followed by a string is treated as an escape hatch, a way for developers to drop a literal, unparameterized fragment of SQL straight into a query, on purpose, bypassing all of HoneySQL's normal escaping and parameter binding. It's meant to be used by trusted developers writing trusted code. But because of that unrestricted merge earlier in the chain, an attacker-controlled value can end up shaped exactly like that raw SQL escape hatch. HoneySQL has no way to know the difference, it just does what it's told. splices the attacker's string directly into the query and executes it. No quoting. No. Bound parameters. Arbitrary SQL, from an anonymous request, straight into the database. That runs the whole application. So this isn't a failure to sanitize input in the traditional sense. It's what you might call a type confusion-enabled injection, a feature meant for trusted internal use. Became reachable from the outside because an intermediate step in the code never validated that a field which was supposed to be a simple integer actually was one. Metabase fix, appropriately, is to validate that user ID is a positive integer before it's used anywhere near a query, closing the gap at the source rather than trying to sanitize arbitrary structured data after the fact. And this wasn't a one-off. If you look at Metabase security advisory history across 2026, there's a recurring pattern, attacker-influenced values reaching either the SQL compilation layer or the underlying H2 database driver, without enough boundary checking. That's not really surprising when you think about what Metabase architecture actually has to do. It accepts flexible, structured input from users to build dashboards and filters. It has to translate that input into native SQL for a dozen different database engines, each with its own dialect. And it holds live credentials to everyone of them. That combination, flexible input, a complex multi-database SQL compiler, and high-value credentials sitting right behind it, is exactly the kind of architecture where a single validation gap becomes a maximum severity vulnerability instead of a narrow one. Now, how do we know this was actually exploited in the real world, and not just a theoretical risk? Two independent threads of evidence. First, CISA added this CVE to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog on August 11, 2026, with a remediation deadline of August 14 for federal agencies. CISA doesn't add something to that list just because a vendor says so. They require independent or corroborated evidence that exploitation is actually happening. So that's one confirmation. Second, and honestly the more compelling one, five separate, independently operated companies have publicly confirmed they were compromised through this exact technique, all within roughly the same 48-hour window at the start of August. Framework, the laptop maker, had customer names, emails, phone numbers, addresses, and login IPs accessed, though they say payment and order details were untouched. The workflow automation company NAN confirmed 136 customer records were accessed, five of which included password hashes. Interestingly, while investigating this incident, they also discovered an unrelated, older bug that had been storing around 25 cloud account passwords in plain text, something they found only because they went digging as part of this response. The form builder company Tally had customer emails and password hashes accessed, though they say the actual form submissions people had filled out were safe because those live in a separate database. Hilo Code, an AI coding assistant owned by Anaconda, had some Slackbot tokens and user data like emails and billing addresses exposed, and responded by invalidating all of those tokens as a precaution. And Checkly HQ, a monitoring and testing platform, said the attacker got a read-only administrator session and spent about 26 minutes querying their connected data warehouse before the session ended. No passwords stolen, they said, but they're recommending credential rotation regardless. Five unrelated companies hit the same way, in the same short window. That's strong corroboration that this was a real, broad campaign, not an isolated incident. For scale, the security firm Wiz reported, and I want to flag this is their own telemetry, not independently reproduced by anyone else, that roughly 13% of the cloud environments they surveyed have a self-hosted metabase instance running. About a quarter of those are fully exposed to the internet, and Shodan's scan data shows somewhere around 2,500 metabase instances publicly reachable online. Treat that as a useful, directionally credible estimate, not an audited count, if you run metabase. The right move is to check your own environment rather than assume you're fine because the percentages sound small. So, what should defenders actually do with all of this? Start with detection. Metabase itself published the clearest signal. Look through your logs for a request to the reset password endpoint that returns an HTTP 400, meaning the reset attempt failed, immediately followed by a call to the Who Am I endpoint that returns a successful 200. A normal failed password reset should never be followed by a successful authenticated session check. That specific pairing is the fingerprint. Metabase says indicates compromise. Beyond that, look for admin accounts you don't recognize, API keys you can't account for, unusual entries in Metabase's own query history, and maybe most importantly, check the logs on your actual downstream databases for unexpected activity from the service account Metabase uses to connect. Since that's a log source the attacker can't easily tamper with. If you can't patch immediately, Metabase's own advisory tells you to block that password reset endpoint at your reverse proxy as a stopgap. Yes, that temporarily breaks self-service password resets, but it closes the hole. If you use publicly shared dashboards, there's a related, nearly as severe sibling vulnerability there too, so either lock those down or disable public sharing if you don't need it. And broadly, every independent guide agrees, this kind of tool should not be sitting directly open to the internet. Put it behind a VPN or an authenticated proxy. And patching is necessary, but it's not sufficient on its own. If your instance was reachable before you patched, treat it as potentially compromised. That means revoking all existing sessions, auditing your admin accounts, deleting API keys you don't recognize, and this is the step that matters most, given the whole point of this exploit chain is credential theft, rotating every credential Metabase had for every connected database and warehouse. Also worth checking, Metabase doesn't encrypt stored database credentials by default unless you've explicitly set an encryption key. If you haven't set that, do it, because there's a related, lower severity flaw that can expose those credentials in plain text to a low-privileged account. Zoom out for a second, because I think this incident says something bigger than just patch your BI tool. Any piece of software that holds live credentials to your actual production data, even something that feels as low stakes as a dashboarding tool, is, by blast radius, a top-tier asset. It deserves network isolation, least privilege, credentials, and logging that lives somewhere the tool itself can't erase. The architecture that makes Metabase genuinely useful, one interface, a dozen connected databases, is the same architecture that makes a single bug in it catastrophic. Last thing, and I think this is important intellectual honesty, there's real uncertainty still on the table here. Only 5 victims have come forward publicly, and given how many instances appear to be exposed, there are almost certainly more that either don't know yet or haven't said anything. Nobody has published who's actually behind the original attack, or whether the victims were specifically targeted or just caught in broad scanning. And 2 sibling vulnerabilities disclosed the same day, one involving public dashboards, one involving cross-user data leakage, haven't been confirmed as exploited the way this one has, but they share the same patch and a lot of the same code, so treating them as lower priority would be a mistake based on an absence of evidence, not evidence of absence. That's the story, an unauthenticated password reset endpoint, an unrestricted data merge, and a legitimate raw SQL escape hatch that was never supposed to be reachable from the outside, and on the other end of that chain, admin access to a system that was quietly holding the keys to everything behind it.